Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellas with monkey sounds in there and called go.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey,
welcome in. Happy Wrestling Wednesday. Oh, what a rush. How's everybody doing today?
Doing good.
Well, we are doing good. Better than Jeff Rust, to be honest.
Mustachioless?
Well, there's that. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't get to keep him very long. The wife doesn't like the mustache.
Shorn like a wee little babe.
Yeah.
Freshly shorn.
Are you familiar with the Rust 503 on Twitter?
I am.
Might have had the worst top five cereal list I've ever seen.
Oh.
I mean, this is something. This is, even for Rust, I went, boy, that's extreme. It started with there's a new Captain Crunch orange cream pop. And this starts off pretty tame.
I don't remember why I tagged Dirt and Sprague in it, but I think they were having a cereal discussion or something too, if I remember correctly.
Well, you said anything Captain Crunch is horrifically overrated, rips your mouth to shreds. None of them taste good. That's, whoa. So many other superior cereals, and don't even get me started with Cinnamon Toast Crunch BS. That stuff ass too. Okay?
What?
I said what I said.
I don't even like cereal, and CTC reigns supreme. What are we doing here?
No. Well, I mean, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I don't...
It's on the Mount Rushmore. Don't do
no,
this.
No, I'm not going to.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to put it on there. But...
Unbelievable.
What? Hey, pipe down there, non-cereal eater.
Yeah, but this is this is like, oh, I don't like Coke or Pepsi. I like RC Cola. Come on now.
I do like RC Cola.
Oh, no, my God.
But it's not superior to Coke.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I won't call it trash like Jeff Rust did.
Yeah.
But there are better.
You better not have a single bleeping thing with marshmallows in it.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, you
coming in at number five.
Six,
released
son of a bee.
His top five.
Oh, my God.
Which is a wild list to start.
Oh, my God.
But there's one just absolutely horrific one in there. Coming in at number five is Lucky Charms, which is, I like Lucky Charms, good cereal.
Oh, those marshmallows are... I don't think there's petroleum products on this planet that are processed more than those marshmallows. Those things are heinous. Every single cereal marshmallow is so bad.
They're
so bad.
Are you expecting some sort of healthy marshmallow option,
Danny?
No.
It's just, it tastes like pure, raw, unadulterated chemicals.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
All right. Number four is Reese's Puffs cereal.
That's like the same texture as Captain Crunch. It's just round.
No, it's not.
It is not. He is correct on that.
Okay.
Cap'n Crunch is harder. But your taste of the Cap'n Crunch, original Cap'n Crunch with crunch berries, does rip your mouth to shreds.
It does.
But it is good.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most... I don't know what to say because it's a top three cereal all time for Jeffrey Russ.
Yes.
Trix.
Oh, not even close.
I would love for it to be Trix right now because it's Grape Nuts.
Oh, my God.
I love Grape Nuts. Just a little bit of sugar on there.
I ate Grape Nuts as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm not against them.
I'm not either.
I had to go for a while where I couldn't eat them because they'd give me heartburn. I know.
But the thing about Grape Nuts is the person who pours a bowl of Grape Nuts and is exactly the amount they wanted will be the first person to pour a bowl of Grape Nuts with the exact amount they wanted.
You got to be careful to not go with too big of a bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because otherwise it just turns into cement.
And that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Then you have to, there's a waiting period. Unlike most cereals where you want to eat it before it gets soggy, you cannot eat Grape Nuts right out the get-go or you are just going to be chewing on cement. But you do get to add your own sugar.
Yeah, just put a little sugar in there.
Which is good.
Yeah.
But number three all time?
For me, it's my top five.
Yeah, I understand this.
Yeah.
And I'm judging you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Number two is Frosted Flakes. They're great.
Right?
We all know that. Frosted Flakes are an OG. Don't know if it's number two. And then number one, Cocoa Pebbles.
It was going to be a Cocoa Pebbles / Cocoa Krispies because they're both rice cereals.
Now, here's the thing. This entire list was created because you said... Cap'n Crunch is horrifically overrated. It rips your mouth into shreds.
Uh-huh.
What do Cocoa Pebbles do?
No.
Oh, absolutely they do.
Much softer texture.
They will rip the roof of your mouth to shreds. Because I love Fruity Pebbles. I love Fruity Pebbles.
I've had this argument with my wife. She started doing the Fruity Pebbles with the marshmallows. And I'm just like, but why?
Well, we get it. You have a thing against marshmallows.
And cereal.
How do you have so many opinions about cereal when you don't even like it?
Because I really don't like it.
What?
Yeah.
Like I'll have a bowl of cereal for like a late night snack.
Yeah, cereal is great. I love cereal.
Yeah,
cereal is fantastic.
We got some of those like hotel cereal dispenser things in the kitchen. Got four of them.
Okay. I'm going to ask this question, but I don't want to really know the answer based on your top five.
Do you
What is in your dispensers at home?
Currently right now is there some Reese's Puffs. Mm-hmm. My kids are on the Crunch Berries, so that's a strike for them. One is just empty. I just emptied the Cocoa Pebbles one. And the other one is, I think it's the Frosted Flakes, like donut shop ones. Where it's a round puff ball like a Cocoa Puff or Reese's.
But just coated in sugar?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
They've done that with a couple of their cereals. There's a Frosted Flakes, there's an Apple Jacks.
Do you ever do the Pepsi fountain machine kind of deal where you just mix them together?
Oh, the old graveyard?
Yeah. Do you do that with a cereal?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I like to keep, I keep my cereals separate.
Yeah. Man. Coming in on the fan text line, Cinnamon Chex is way better than Toast Crunch. I would agree with that because it's got a little center in it.
Fair enough.
The Honey Nut Chex... are elite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are. That is an elite cereal.
That's one I'll throw in the trail mix if I do a little homemade trail mix.
Yeah, see, about the only time I ever have any Chex is in like the, you know, like when the wife makes Muddy Buddies or something.
Yeah. Chex to me is like it's a support cereal.
Yeah.
Like it goes into other things.
Yeah, I'm not sitting down and having a bowl of Chex.
Yeah.
Well, not OG Chex, the Honey Nut Chex.
Why not? I mean, any of them.
The Honey Chex.
Fan text line, good. If he has Grape Nuts on his list, fire him.
Yeah, that was before we unveiled number three on Jeff Russ' top five cereals. And it was three.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It won a bronze medal in Jeff Russ' Olympic Games of Cereals. Is it because it keeps you regular? Like
I just enjoy Grape Nuts.
All right.
No grapes, no nuts.
Yeah, Grape Nuts.
And so, all yeah, right. Dirt and Sprague this morning, they put up a poll, too.
It will keep you regular, though.
If someone has Grape Nuts in their top five cereals ever, do you trust their judgment?
No.
No is currently winning with 87% of the vote.
Well, that's about to go up. I'm going to Dirt and Sprague's show page right now.
Yeah. Currently 69 votes. Nice.
Complex has their 50 greatest cereals of all time. Mm-hmm. You know what number one is?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yep.
Yeah, because they're a bunch of psychos out there.
Exactly.
Bunch of followers. Oh, no.
Honey Nut Cheerios comes in.
I voted
two.
Incorrectly. Ah, I voted yes instead of no.
Ah, see?
Okay, I can go.
Dude, I bet there's... I bet the 14.3% of the vote did exactly what I did. Dang it. I accidentally hit the wrong button. That sucks.
It's okay, I have multiple accounts that I can tweet from. Hold on. I'll rectify this.
Danny's burners are all voting. Yeah.
Danny's stuffing the ballot box.
Mm-hmm.
That's the perk of being the digital manager here, is I have access to every single account.
Check his citizenship on his Twitter account. He can't vote multiple times. What are we doing here?
One for Jack Ramsey's, one for the show, one for the station account.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
This is where we bring you the hard-hitting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm retweeting with all of them just so I can get it even more out there.
Wow, this is quite the move. I'll be on it, or I'm the old bastard that eats dry corn Chex. There, I said it. P1 Shane. Just the regular Chex, just dry? That'll tear your
Look,
mouth up.
Look, every cereal that I eat is tearing my mouth up because I don't drink milk.
Yeah.
So, I that's why I go to cereals that can be eaten best dry, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, all right.
review on the YouTube chat. Danny complaining about marshmallows and cereal, but also loving any ice cream bar with a face is the epitome of hypocrisy.
Whoa, that actually is a very good point.
Whoa. I didn't say it was my favorite, but I said it's definitely got nostalgia to it. And when he brought them in.
I think you're rewriting history.
Well, when he brought them in, I didn't grab the face.
I don't think that's what you said.
Ortner grabbed the face. I didn't grab it.
I don't think that's what you said, though. I think you're trying to rewrite history.
I'm not.
I think you did say you love any
when the
ice cream with the face.
When the ice cream man shows up, I like the OGs, like the ones with the ice cream with the face. Like, yeah, I do like them, but I didn't say they're the best of all time.
But you definitely tried to water that down. Since we're having a cereal conversation, I just need to reiterate that John Harvey Kellogg, the inventor of cornflakes.
Mm-hmm.
He created cornflakes because he advocated for a bland vegetarian diet to suppress sexual desires.
Yeah, it was meant to curb masturbation.
That's not true. That's like the, we think we know what he means here, but he said the bland, all sexual desires, including masturbation. That's why John Harvey Kellogg gave us cornflakes. Suppress sexual desires.
You heathens.
Was he a Quaker?
He was a Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay, so we had the Seventh-day Adventists and the Quakers are out here making our cereals and breakfast bars.
Yeah, man. I mean, they
nailed it.
They do a really good job making cereal, you know, and oatmeal.
Yeah.
You know, get them oats.
I wonder where Post falls on that spectrum.
Probably Satan.
Oh, I bet, yeah. He had to zig the other way, you know?
Yeah. It's like a hidden pentagram on the inside of the packaging or something.
Well, I mean, there was a...
Were he and L. Ron Hubbard hanging out?
There was an avenue for him to...
You're getting sued so soon.
Go the other way.
I didn't state a fact. I asked a question.
I don't think that was.
That's Jeff Rust. You can contact him directly at TheRust503 on Twitter.
I didn't hear
tell
that.
Tell him directly by the serial
that
takes.
Question. I'm not messing with the Scientologists. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
They're definitely not litigious.
Like, how many times a day when you were a kid and you stayed home from school during The Price is Right did you see the TV commercials for Dianetics?
A lot. Yeah. Their Scientology.
That was L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the sensor reading thing, right?
Something like that. I don't know.
Boy, I don't remember any of those commercials. I remember there was only like three of them.
Yeah.
There's only three of them.
I do kind of, on that tangent, I do kind of appreciate when they like repurpose a commercial that's like 15 years old and it just gets back in a rotation again. It's like the Geico just like decides they're going to throw in like the OG caveman on like the W or the CW. And you're like,
well, no, or the,
I've seen that commercial before, like 20 years ago. Where the hell did that come from?
Well, the Corona Christmas commercials, elite. Cadbury cream eggs, we get
Cadbury,
those.
Yep.
We get those every Easter.
That thing was made in like 1988.
Well, and Geico, just recently, they were doing the pig crying all the way home.
That was actually just on two minutes ago.
They brought them all back. They brought the caveman back. They brought the pig back. They're going back to their roots.
Recycling, baby.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good. There's also, remember they did it with, he likes it.
Oh,
he
yeah,
really
Mikey.
Likes
he
it.
Mikey.
Yeah.
I do love it when we get the grainy footage, though. The Cadbury one's like the best for that because if I'm not mistaken, I looked this up a couple of years ago. I was like, I think it was shot in 1988.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's old as dirt.
Yeah.
And it's, they haven't even tried to like gloss it up. It's in like 360p.
The other one, Campbell's Soup, where the kid comes in as a snowman and he gets the soup and he melts in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Remember that one? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good one. You know, when you have kids though, they will go, what's wrong with the TV?
Yeah.
You're like, nothing. This is how we used to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah, during the...
Want to know why our eyes are so bad? We had to get real close to that TV.
The TNT game last night, they showed clips of Reggie after the Pacers game hitting, you know, game winners. And they all roasted just like, you can't even tell it's Reggie. Like, how the hell did we watch this? It's actually crazy thinking about it, how clear we used to think that was.
Well, on little TVs, too.
Imagine watching golf again on one of those TVs.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a ball on that screen somewhere.
Oh, God.
And look, Fox tried to help us when they had the...
Glow puck,
yeah, but that didn't...
Hockey fans didn't like it.
No, they hated it.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it.
Like, we like watching our hockey not knowing where the puck is.
Yeah. I like the little red trail,
just,
man.
Schrodinger's puck.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he scored for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You slow it down and each frame is like 12 frames.
We got like 4K and I'm like, I don't know if that, yeah. I still don't know where the puck is.
The plane.
Yeah. Pfft, who knows? Yeah. All right. Let's get this show on the road. Rust.
You're welcome.
No, don't say that. Nobody thanked you for that. Nobody's thanking you for that. But we are judging you.
I'm gonna have to hit the store on the way home for a box of grape nuts.
Look, it doesn't change how I feel about you, but it definitely changes my opinion of you.
Right?
Fair enough.
Right?
All right. Where we start this bad boy off, the Pacers do it again, taking a 2-0 series lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Trouble in Ohio. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three. Three ball. Up top. Indiana by one. 1:10 seconds to go. Inbound. Merrill didn't get it off. And this rivals the Milwaukee finish.
You have got to be kidding me.
Tyrese Halliburton does it again right there. That was the call on the Pacers radio network by Mark Boyle as Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers steal game two in Cleveland and take a 2-0 series lead. Not just erasing a 20-point lead, but also erased another 7-point deficit in the final minute of the basketball game.
Yeah, 47 seconds, I can't remember what it was. But it had not been done once in NBA history in the playoffs, 1,609 games with a 7-point lead and 40 seconds or more to go. And the Pacers have done it twice, and the Nuggets did it against the Thunder. So three times in the past 2 weeks.
That's wild.
That's the last 10 days. It's absolutely bonkers. It's absolutely bonkers what has happened.
Jeez. The Nuggets did it in game one.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacers did it to the Bucks,
and then the Pacers did it to the Cavs.
Three. It's absolute lunacy what is happening. End of games, and we talked about this. It used to be if you got a 20-point lead in the playoffs, you weren't losing that game. That's not the case anymore either, and it sure as heck was more up in the air and closer games. But like, what did you say? 1,639.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good sample size
of
teams leading by seven or more in the final 40 or 50 seconds. And we've had three of them. No lead is safe in the NBA right now.
No, and it's not in the way that you would think it would be. It's not a team that hits 24, 25 threes and just like has a quarter where it's just like it's just this steamroll quarter. It's a good quarter from a team. Now, the Pacers were very good, 36 points. The Cavs were very bad, 21. But it's the combination of the two. It's the team having a good quarter and then another team having a god-awful. The Cavs, I believe, if I remember right, did not get a shot off in the final minute 20. Eight possessions, they didn't get a shot off because of turnovers or inbounds problems. Like, that's insane.
I don't even know what to say to that.
It's like you look at this game and it was the others again. Nembhard had an insane game. Now he turned the ball over a lot. Halliburton, like the Pacers scored 26 points in the paint in the fourth quarter alone.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter alone on top of 13 free throws.
But we can also circle the injuries for Cleveland. I'm Evan Mobley, DNP, Darius Garland, DNP, DeAndre Hunter, DNP. All three of those guys, those injuries are significant.
It's two all-stars and a, you know, sixth man of the year finalist.
So even though Donovan Mitchell scored 48 points on 50% shooting from the field and had 9 assists, they lost the basketball game, and that was what built them a 20-point lead. But those three guys that were on the sidelines in street clothes are the exact reason why you blow a 20-point lead, despite the fact Donovan Mitchell drops 48 on you.
The old Pat Riley-ism.
That's crazy.
Play 8, trust 7. You lost three of your top 7. I mean, you're playing Craig Porter Jr., you're playing Javonte Green. Now, Okoro and Merrill are guys that are going to work their way in there. There's no doubt about that. But then Dean Wade was good on the glass, but offensively that he couldn't get it done. And again, the Cavs struggle from three. And Donovan Mitchell is now, what, 2 for 19 from three in these two games?
That's no good.
The Cavs are shooting 29% as a team from three. They were the second best three-point shooting team in the entire league. Like, what? There's like these giant red flags. And I said, you know, yesterday before the game, like, oh, the Cavs will get this one. The Pacers aren't going to play that good again because they played basically a perfect game and stylistically their perfect game.
Dude, I thought that was a wild line. 7.5 point favorites for Cleveland. And I was like, that don't make no sense.
Even I thought it was a wild line, but I still thought the Cavs were going to win.
Yeah.
I was like, the Pacers were just so good in game one. I just couldn't see them being that good again. And the tone that the Cavs set, and particularly in the first quarter, was like, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Because the Pacers were not able to get to anything early.
The Pacers were booting the ball around the floor early in the game, which was a massive issue. They had nine turnovers in the first quarter.
Only score 15 points.
And then you have in the second half, it kind of turned on its head, and Max Strus was not good from three.
Well, Ty Jerome was god-awful from everywhere.
Yeah, he's been a problem
yeah.
through the first two games. But you're looking at that's where the depth of Cleveland is really falling short. But I think the larger story here is Tyrese Halliburton is healthy, and he's playing like the guy we saw before. And Tyrese Halliburton is rocketing up lists. And I loved not just the way he played, but the big balls dance after hitting the game winner.
A little Sam Cassell action.
In what he said after the game. We'll get to that, because is Tyrese Halliburton now becoming that player that we all thought he was? Here's Rust.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Tyrese Halliburton has been in takeover mode, and he's been playing lights out, especially end-of-game situations. If you're a Pacers fan, can't ask for much more than what you're getting from Tyrese Halliburton. And it doesn't matter if his dad's there or not.
No, there's some Reggie Miller redux here. He has a penchant for game-winning heroics. He's a guy who takes incredibly good care of the ball, creates for his teammates. He just makes winning plays, and like he's just a winner. And I hate just like quantifying it as that, but that's what he does. Like, there are a lot of guys in the league, and this holds true across sports, that really do give a damn about their numbers. Like, it's the first thing they look at. They grab their box score when they get in the locker room, and how many touches did I get? How many boards did I get? How many assists did I get? And they can get a little sideways if their numbers don't go right. Hallie just wants to win, and he's a guy that gets off the ball, will take over if he needs to. He can be too passive at times. But when it comes to clutch time, this guy's putting together a hell of a resume.
Well, and yesterday, you think of Tyrese Halliburton, the guy who's going to hit your game winner, who goes on a scoring bonanza at the end of the game. He only attempted 11 shots last night, which puts him at fourth on his team for shot attempts.
And only four assists, but a lot of those, they're hockey assists beyond that.
When you look at the amount of shots that got coming off the bench, they had somebody with 11 shot attempts. You have, even in the own starting lineup, Pascal Siakam, fifth in the starting lineup with shot attempts, was at 8. Like, he is a facilitator until it comes that time. And when it comes that time to lean on somebody, Tyrese Halliburton with 19 points on the game, the 3 at the end, no shots were bigger. And he's just solid in everything that he does. Like, you mentioned, he's not a guy who looks at his box score, but he is an assassin on the floor because he does everything right. It's crazy to think about. He's listed as overrated. And I think last night is the prime example of why people think he's overrated, because there's players in the NBA that all they do is care about a box score. Fans and media that cover the game, all they see is a box score because they're not actually watching guys like Tyrese Halliburton put up the games and the numbers that he did.
Okay, in the playoffs right now, you know who's number one in the NBA in hockey assists? Tyrese Halliburton.
Okay.
He's also number 3 in potential assists. As in passes created that lead to a shot, which would, if he hits it, he's number 3. This is a guy that keeps the ball moving. Like, the only other guy in the league who is like him, who keeps the ball moving like he does, is Jokic. That's it. That's the list. And Jokic will go score 40. Like, that's just what he can do. That's not Halliburton's. And he's a great shooter. It's awkward looking.
Well, and Jokic also plays at the nail and the elbow. Yeah. So he is
in the middle of everything.
In the middle of all the action and has the ability to pass over everybody too. So,
but what Hallie does is incredible. He really, they're very stylistically different, but I compare him to Steve Nash. Steve Nash is one of the 5 best shooters to me in NBA history. Like, the list is Steph 1 by a billion, KD, Mark Price, then probably Steve Nash. Like, that's the list. Hallie's not that level of shooter. He's really good, though. He's incredibly good. Like, if you look over his career, he's an incredible shooter. But he has this very special DNA, like Rondo or Nash, where cerebrally, the way he sees the floor is like 8D chess. Like, he just makes the move that triggers the move that ignites another move, and he sees all that happen in a heartbeat.
What I also love about him, though, is that a lot of the guys that play the style that Tyrese Halliburton plays, they don't have the panache or pizzazz that stars that score a lot do. Tyrese Halliburton, he's here for all of it, including rivalries and picking up hefty fines.
That one was unexpected. I didn't know we had beef, but yeah, I guess good for them, man. That came out of nowhere, but It's just, I think now that that label's there, they're all, that's how it's going to be every time we play somebody. Every time on the road, he'll probably follow me until the next poll comes out, and then we'll see if I'm number one again. But, you know, for me, I just control what I can, man. And, yeah, I mean, overrate that.
Overrate that. Overrate that. And then he does the major league.
Do you know what Halle's career numbers are? I think they would surprise a lot of people.
I don't know. You're asking a lot of questions I just won't know the answer segment.
No. No, but I think that also like kind of portends to like the way Halle is. He averages 18 points, 9 assists, 4 rebounds on 48, 39, 86 shooting. He is in a near career 50, 40, 90 shooter and a near 20, 10 guy.
That's bananas.
Do you think of him that way?
Yeah, because his arc last year, he was going up
before the hamstring
and then it went down.
Yeah.
And it took him months. We had this discussion probably in February that is Tyrese Halliburton turning into old Tyrese Halliburton again? And if the playoffs are any indication, yep, he's back to being the old Tyrese Halliburton and that hamstring is totally fine. And he's back to being that player that he was.
It's crazy. I mean, the way that he plays, I love it.
It's not surprising if you followed Tyrese Halliburton, but it is, I think, when you think of a guy who's labeled as overrated, they're expecting him to be a 25 point per game guy.
Which is, again, he's stylistically, he's not that guy.
Yeah.
He's more Nash Rondo.
He's a hooper.
Yeah, but he just, when I say he's a winner, he just makes winning plays.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's him, it doesn't matter if it's teammate. He's just going to, honestly, and this is going to sound insane, LeBron is the same way. Now, but don't get me wrong, he cares, I think, more about the numbers. But remember LeBron for the first 10, 12 years of his career, really until he got to Miami? And finally did it, and it was a 2013 LeBron that we got the LeBron bent over looking through his eyes like a serial killer, where he went full-on nasty mode. But before that, LeBron got killed for passing on game winners to somebody who's a good shooter who's wide open, like making the right play.
And by the way, made names for guys like Booby Gibson. Remember Booby Gibson? It was because LeBron would
Mo
pass.
Mo Williams, like, he did that like because that's what you're supposed to do. And I think we get so caught up in, you know, numbers or like Ant Edwards is a perfect example of like the charisma and athleticism package and how fluid everything looks. Everything Halle does, you would never, ever teach somebody to do. His footwork, his shot form, how he dribbles, his herky jerky jazz. Like just if you're a basketball fan, just watch Halliburton with the ball when he's setting up sometime. Just don't even look at anything else. And just watch how rhythmically different he is, how he dribbles the ball. It's not like if you watch Kyrie, he's the best handles of all time. Compare that to Tyrese Halliburton, who has an incredible handle, but it's all over the place in the sense it's like jazz. Like it's fast, it's slow. He changes tempos and speeds and heights and elevations of his dribble. Like, as a defender, it has got to be so damn frustrating because there's no rhyme or reason to it except to him.
Yeah, true.
There's some artistry in that, and I love watching it.
All right. Tyrese Halliburton, really good at basketball. Mm-hmm. Great game winners. Great drama. Always going to play hard. The Pittsburgh Pirates have the third worst record in Major League Baseball.
Oh, boy.
Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah. They are 12-26 on the season.
Oh, boy. Getting doubled up already.
There's no reason to talk about them on the field other than Paul Skeens.
Mm.
But their games are wild because we have an update, a positive update.
There you go.
And a negative update on the Pittsburgh Pirates. When the staff fights a fan, next on The Fan. Pittsburgh Pirates games are wild right now. Scary situation happened last week.
Yeah.
Where the fan fell out of the stands off the Clemente wall.
We thought we saw somebody die.
Yeah, that was crazy.
21 plus feet.
Well, yeah, 21 feet because of Roberto Clemente.
Yeah.
21 feet. So we have an update, though.
Mm.
That young man was, I didn't know if he was going to die. Yeah. They thought he might be paralyzed because he felt on his neck.
Yep.
Well, as it turns out, he is up and walking.
He's walking.
That is incredible news for him. What's his name? Kaven Markwood. He's got a long way to go, but he is now up and on his feet, which is crazy to think about how quickly. I mean, it was a week ago today, wasn't it? It was last Wednesday.
I think it was, yeah.
And he's already up and moving around like that. That's huge for him, and hopefully he's okay. He's dealing with a broken neck, clavicle, and back, so there's plenty of obstacles ahead. Holy smokes. He's so lucky, man. He is so lucky. They've raised $41,000 on a GoFundMe.
Yeah, I bet you the neuro treatment probably isn't cheap.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably
not. You got to stay in a hospital for a week.
But that's great news.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
And I hope
I like it when people that aren't terrible people don't die.
Yeah, and I hope he stays alive. What? But there's a wild incident at the Pirates game yesterday.
Mm.
It's been a week. So there was a fan or two fans that were drunk and unruly at the Pirates game. After the game was over, these fans were harassing a female food services employee at the stadium at PNC Park. They were continually harassing her. It crossed the line to a point where one of the male employees of the Pittsburgh Pirates stepped in. He's not a security guard. He's wearing a white polo and some khakis, and he's wearing a Pirates hat, and he steps in to de-escalate, defuse the situation. This is accounting to reports that are out there. Fans, the one of them in particular, kept on being a colossal jerk, and then this is where a video starts up. This is a 7.5-minute video of the incident where you can see the fan has his hands behind his back, but he is standing chest to chest with the employee, and the employee has his hands at his side, and he is saying, "Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. You need to leave. You need to go away." And then I don't know what the fan said, but then you see the demeanor change of the Pirates employee. And then he starts saying, "Do something about it. I wish you would hit me. I wish that you would make any sort of contact with me."
At that point,
Pirates employee had enough.
Yep.
I think he got spit on.
Yeah. You can see him do the head back.
And, well, that's when he starts socking this dude. And look, the Pirates employee, it's not like he's a Gold Gloves boxer here.
He squares him up with a little two-piece.
But he gets him. He catches him on the jaw, and this D-bag fan scurries off and then comes back for more. And the Pirates employee's like, "Dude, just leave. Just leave." Fan spits on him, and at this point, his mouth is now bloody. Spits his blood on the employee's polo shirt as now other fans are starting to defuse the situation. By the way, no security or police, and we're about 2.5 minutes into this video. Once the Pirates employee notices he's got blood on his shirt, takes his belt off and just starts wailing on this guy. And it took probably 5 minutes before any security gets involved in this altercation.
To be fair, nobody's at the game.
Yeah, this is about a half hour after the game had ended. So, the concourse was already pretty empty, and it's probably pretty empty anyways at a day game for the Pirates. But
I do love the ingenuity of removing the belt.
Yeah.
And going to town in with a belt.
Yeah, and I mean, he gets him more than a few times and is just like, "No, you need to stop and you need to get out of here." Turns out, the Pirates have not fired that employee.
I wouldn't.
They have suspended him.
That's fine.
And
I want people around my work that are stand up for my people.
That's the crux of the issue, yeah, is that he was, the only reason he was doing this is because he was stepping in to defend a female employee, mm-hmm, who had been harassed by these two guys.
And then, to be fair, this guy looks like a colossal douche canoe. Not the employee, the fan.
Yeah. And he was standing at with his hands at his side, and he wasn't backing down. And I will say, the reports are that he came in to de-escalate. But
he comes in pretty calm.
But you could hear him saying on the video, like, I wish you would do something. You can hear him say that to
Well,
him.
He goes chest to chest, yeah, with him, and he's got his hands behind his back like he's going to do something, the fan, like he's going to do something. He's like, look, man, you need to go.
Yeah. And so he gets spit on. That's assault, brother.
Yep.
And then he just starts wailing on him.
Yeah.
Is it bad that my initial response to that is, I don't even think he should be suspended?
No. Dusty, you know where I stand on this. You 100% know where I stand on this.
Well, there are people that need to get punched in the face.
People are far too comfortable in this country. They are far too comfortable in this country saying and doing things without getting hit. Everybody says violence isn't the answer. I'm telling you, it has literally solved everything throughout history.
Yeah. Well,
look, I'm not saying
everything.
I'm not saying you go to it.
I don't know if it's everything.
I'm not saying you go to it immediately.
Yeah.
But there are times in life when everyone needs to get smacked.
Yeah.
And this guy needed to get smacked.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Apparently, it took the cops a half hour to show up.
Is this really surprising?
Well, yeah, because they're at the stadium. Yeah. They're always at the stadium.
That's true. They're working overtime, getting that money.
They are in the building. And so, the dude who harassed the lady, I don't know if he got arrested or not, but he should go to jail. And the Pittsburgh Pirates employee, I dare say, should not be suspended. He was sticking up for a female employee who was being harassed by two drunk idiots. And the other part is that the guy who got punched and got beat with a belt, he kept looking over to his buddy for help, and his buddy was like, nah, I ain't about that. I'm not going to do that. And
look, the fan is giving up 8 inches,
yeah,
and 40 pounds and, yeah, 15 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Weight classes exist for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. This guy was barking up the wrong tree.
He definitely was. So good on that Pirates employee. But moral of the story, Pirates games have been out of control the last week.
Paul Skeens is like, I gotta go.
Oh my, great ballpark.
Yeah.
Ace pitcher. Yeah. Awesome. Everything else?
Yeah, not great.
Absolute though. Disaster. Yeah. When you said something about the police.
Mm-hmm.
So did you see that video of the motorcycle?
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it went national. They picked her up.
Him.
I thought it was a woman that ran,
mm-hmm,
him over. Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
It was a dude. Okay.
Yeah.
That was wild. For those that didn't see it, that was on 26, wasn't it?
It was on 26.
Yeah, a motorcyclist. Now, the motorcyclist, nobody ever deserves to die for being an a-hole. But the motorcyclist was being a complete a-hole. And the driver of a minivan had enough and just sideswiped him and ran him over.
It was a Kia? Like a
crossover? Okay.
Crossover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the motorcycle absolutely goes sideways and dude gets tossed.
It was very, very, very scary.
It led national news. I was like, holy
did it?
Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
Not very often we get footage of it that clean.
You know, neighbor Boring Gary?
Mm-hmm. Does he know him?
No. Boring Gary sent me text messages on Tuesday night or Monday night of the dude getting arrested near our neighborhood.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like, well, look at this. And he was like, it checked all the boxes. Boring Gary's wife, Boring Gary married to not Boring Carrie. She was like, what's going on over here? drove over, snapped some photos. I've got some photos of the arrest. And he's like, dude, I think this is motorcycle bro. Because there were like 12 cops. Mm. It was like it was the Kia Carnival or whatever it was. Mm.
And, it's the guy that ran over the motorcycle guy.
Yeah.
Not motorcycle guy.
No, okay. It's the guy. Well, yeah, the motorcycle guy isn't getting arrested for that. He got run off the road.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to get dinged, though, for something in that.
For flipping him off?
No, for road rage.
Yeah, that guy had been, there was other reports of him being aggressive on the road.
A complete a-hole, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Boring Gary, he had the photos.
Look at Boring Gary out here doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, look at that. There's the bro right there. Oh, Same color shirt as his mugshot and everything. Like Boring Gary was man on the streets. He was a roving reporter.
Speaking of road rage, have you seen the lady in the SUV? God, it's a newer, brand new SUV. She's been in like 3 different road rage incidents. Caught on like social media, like TikTok, Instagram.
What?
This crazy woman with a machete.
What?
Yeah, like she like gets in road rage and then like pulls this machete out from between her seats from like the hardware store and starts pointing at it. And like one of the dudes is like, "What are you doing, you absolute psychopath?" And somebody's like, "That just happened the other day with this woman." And like people were linking to like 2 other incidents. And I'm just like, "Okay, what the hell is going on here?" Apparently, my road rage isn't bad enough.
Russ, you gonna get yourself a machete for the truck?
Don't do that.
No, I think I'm good.
Don't do that because you're bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm PSA out there. Don't ever flash a knife.
Yeah.
Don't ever flash a knife. Right. Ever. It's the worst thing you can do.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm just a middle finger dude.
Stick with that.
Yeah. Grape nuts guy. The other game in the NBA last night.
Give him the double grapes.
The other game in the NBA last night was a doozy, and a star player called out by his coach, Danny Dusty, on the Fan.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.